And since I was little, I've been writing in journals. Whenever I had the, like, pencils and line paper, I would just write stories all the time. And then I grew up to get the little journals that you buy at, like, Walmart or the dollar store, and I'd just been writing in those, and then eventually moved into going on the computers and typing up books.
When you write, do you... You have to read first, right, to get into your head, to to have inspiration to write, get an idea, right?
Yes.
When you say write a story, you mean, is it have to be real story or fiction?
It is fiction. The ones that I write are fiction because I like fiction a little bit better than writing real ones. But
when you say you write fiction, that means you have to, how does that work? How does it come up? Let's say, you have to be creative, isn't it? For example, the story that you, do you have to plan ahead of time? Like, how many character, how many, how the story going to start and end, something like that?
Yes.
So you have to play around.
Yes, it usually comes whenever I'm writing. I might want to add a character, or I might want to take out a character. It just, along the way, I add things to the storyline in my head.
Normally, how long does it take you to complete one story?
This one, I started in August, and I finished in December. And along the way, I gave the manuscript, like each chapter, to my editor. And she corrected it along the way so that in January, I was able to format it and publish it.
Now, your editor, is that person your teacher or somebody you have to pay?
She was my... I met her through Dale, and Dale M. Swofford is an author who I illustrated his book for. He was going around high school seeing if any high schooler would like to make illustrations or draw the characters from his book so he can put it inside each chapter of his debut novel. And mine got selected, so that's how I know him. And I asked him if I could be his mentor or if he can be his my mentor. And then from there, he let me talk to his editor, Anita Barrett. And then from there, she became my editor. And this was without any pay, which I'm really grateful for. Oh, he's a writer, an author, a historical author.